Well, in the stores in Ruxton and Mays Chapel, we're going to be collecting money on Friday and Saturday of this week. And whatever we collect, we will match that amount of money and contribute it to Erica's.
Okay, now Erica worked here for 6 years. I understand she worked in the deli counter. You got something, Ken Bullen, you got something very special on Saturday. I'm just going to ask you to move a little closer to the table so I can reach the microphone for you. You've got something very special on Saturday. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to do here Saturday.
We do. We're going to be doing a one-day benefit sale. And we've got some special one-day sale items. And on that day, we're going to be donating 10% of our sales to Erica's fund. We've also got a raffle going, and we're going to be having a cookout that day. And all the proceeds from the raffle and the cookout are going to go to Erica's fund.
And that's all going to take place through as long as you're open on Saturday, which is 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
That's correct, yes.
Now, Erica's worked here for 6 years. Tell me about having Erica work for you.
Oh, she was a terrific employee. I mean, just a young lady, always had a smile on her face. She was here pretty much while she was going to college and then when she started grad school, and worked here until the time that she left to take the preschool teacher's job.
And I guess a lot of people really were thinking about her back on the 15th.
Oh, we were. In fact, when we heard about the tragedy, some of the young ladies in the deli who knew her were trying to get a hold of her, calling her cell phone, couldn't even get through. And actually, I made a phone call from the store phone and was able to get her voicemail, but, of course, got no reply. And then we heard, I believe, the next day about the serious injuries that she had sustained.
Have you had the chance to talk to her? I know Ashlyn has. I mean, have you or anybody else?
No, I haven't. No, okay. No.
Yeah. And tell me how much you want to raise. Is there a goal here? I mean,
as much as we can. Obviously, yeah. The more the people will come in and donate, we're going to match it. So, and it's unlimited. We're not going to say, you know, it's any number. Whatever people donate, we will match.
You know, when I was talking to Ashlyn before, she said that she met Erica through Growls, and they became like sisters. They became like friends. And I look around here, and I've gone to the Mays Chapel store, more so the Mays Chapel store, because my parents live near there. Is this a close group? I mean, do you find you have employees who come here, they'll work a long time and then, you know, sort of bond?
Absolutely. I mean, we have people that have been working here for 30 years and they make close friends. And even when people such as Erica, when they leave and go to other jobs, they still remain close friends. And we would probably see Erica, oh my gosh, she'd be in here once a month. In fact, she was in the weekend before the bombing. She had come in to tell everybody how excited she was about going up to see her mom run in the marathon.
And her mom, her family's were customers here, right?
Her mom lives in Moncton. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And that's that. All right, so just to nail things down, Saturday is from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. 10% of sales will go to Erica's fund, and also you'll have the food sales and stuff, the celebration in the parking lot.
Correct.
And then you're matching contributions Friday and Saturday at the Ruxton and Mays Chapel stores.
That's correct. Anyone that comes in and wants to donate that day, and I'm sure if somebody would happen to come in on Sunday and want to do it, we would gladly take the money as well.
I'm sure you
but
would.
Our goal is to try to do as much as we can on Friday and Saturday.
All right, that sounds great. And is there anything else either of you want to add?
No, we're just excited about this, and we're very hopeful that we can raise as much money as possible to help Erica out.
All right, sounds great.